Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach. This is not a live show, so please do not call in today, but go ahead and listen through. I do have people that submitted questions, and hopefully you will hear something that you need today. I do find that if you're listening, there is something here for you. Even if you did not submit a question, you will know when it is for you. So first, I'm going to briefly talk about the upcoming energy of December and a little bit moving into 2022. So I told you guys in 2020 that this was a decade of transformation. So if you think about 2021 was sort of the 1 year, the beginning of new patterns. So now we're moving into a 2 year or a 22 in this case. And moving into the twos, this is about partnerships. This is about us and the world. This is about peace. This is about calm. It's a really beautiful energy. So December is a really great time to sort of get ahead of how to really take advantage of a more peaceful energy, getting out of the tumultuous energy that we've been in 2020 and 21. Okay. So the first part is around perspective. What I mean by perspective is our minds are very powerful. So what you think about something dictates how you feel about it, which dictates what you manifest. So what is your perception of your life right now? What is your perception of yourself right now? What needs to shift? So think about, how do I want to see myself? Who do I want to be in this coming year? You know, one of the things I always hear from people is, well, this is the truth. This is what happened. I'm like, okay, well, what do you want to happen now? What does this make you know you want? You know, my favorite question. And so what is your perception? Where do you see things as unfair? Where do you still fighting things? Instead of, I want to know that everything's working out. I want to know that I'm confident and powerful and the creator of my life. Whatever it is, really think about who you want to be and how you want to see yourself, and trying to see things, even contrasting things, as it's all working out. Just like Source sees it, just like Abraham would say, is it's all working out. It's all happening for us, not to us. We really want to help mend and move into 2022 with a healing energy, with a less divisive energy than we've been in. We want to bring empathy. We want to bring compassion. We want to bring kindness. And we have to start with how we see ourselves. So that's something to think about in December, because most of us have depended on the world and other people to dictate how we perceive ourselves. And this is a really great opportunity to, you get to dictate how you perceive yourself, and then the world will match that. Okay. Gifts to yourself. During this season of giving, those of us that are big givers, you know, I have two small children and large family. So it is a lot of giving for me this month. This is so important to not let your gas tank get empty. The analogies I always use are a gas tank or your pipes getting backed up. So your body will take you down, guys. The body is responding faster than it ever has to energy, as we've been talking about. So if you're getting a physical symptom, there's something you need to tend to yourself. That means there's a gas tank that got empty. There's anger that's gone unchecked. There's resentment that's built up. There's fear that you've gotten accustomed with. There's anxiety that you've allowed to go on too long, and your body is a manifestation of it. Okay, guys. So give gifts of love to yourself. Make self-care and self-love the priority. Hey, you know what? I can't go to that thing. I need to take care of myself tonight. That's okay. Don't worry so much about disappointing others. Worry more about filling yourself up. Okay. Really strong perspective going into 2022. So grounded yet in the flow. This is a really tough balance, but it is what the energy is going into 22. It's like, I feel grounded, yet I'm flexible and I'm able to move when I need to move. Like, that's the new energy, guys. And it feels so amazing, because it's like, I feel secure, but I'm able to go with the flow in a way and not need to control the situations. One of my favorite scientists and self-help people is Brené Brown. I absolutely love her. And one of the things she always talks about is this need to control when we feel afraid. When we feel discomfort, our first thing is, I got to make it stop and I got to control it, instead of like, hey, what's going on? What's going on with you? What's going on with me? What, I need some attention here. Something needs attending to, not fixing, if that makes sense. So it's really being willing to go, hey, you know what? Like, all right, I'm grounded enough to go, oh, what's going on here? I got to shift gears here a little bit, and being okay with that, not letting it sort of topple you over. the past and the present merging. This was really interesting because I get this sense, the way they showed it to me was like the past is coming into the present. And what that means is maybe someone from your past is reaching out, maybe an old job, maybe an old memory. So just be aware of past triggers and wounding that are activated. Or maybe for some of you, someone from the past or something from the past will come into the present. And you go, wow, look how far I've come. Look how far I've shifted. There's sort of the two responses to that. But there is this sense of the past merging with the present and you deciding how you're going to move forward from here. Okay. Boundaries. I've already had this discussion with like 10 clients this week about boundaries. Boundaries is such a challenging thing because boundaries is really the way we love ourselves and also get clear on what we're okay and not okay with. So I ask the question, what is non-negotiable for you? And what I mean by that is we will get activated by things. And that doesn't mean that's not when you set a boundary. You set a boundary when it's like, hey, I don't like the way I'm being treated or this is not okay. And we do it in a loving, kind way, not to protect ourselves, but to tell the universe what we know we deserve. I know I deserve to be treated with respect and honored. So no more of this, that kind of thing. You know, and that might mean letting some things go. For example, some of you, thank you for all your beautiful emails about missing my energy update videos. You know, I am doing many projects right now and I was in a state of overwhelm and I found that doing the video was bringing me some anxiety and it was stressing me out a little bit. And I was like, you know what? I think I need to let that drop off my list. I need to sort of set a boundary for myself and go, you know what? I really enjoyed doing them, but right now I'm not getting as much joy from it because I am too overwhelmed with other things and I want to find more balance. So this is the one thing I feel good letting go of. And that was not an easy decision for me, but it was the decision that felt like my path of least resistance in the moment, even though I knew that some people would be disappointed and I needed to be okay with that because it was what I needed to do for myself. So that's the kind of energy that I'm feeling going into December. And obviously there's family involved for many people and a lot of people, I always say, like, if you don't want to go somewhere for Christmas, don't go, you know, and it's really hard because we don't want to deal with the backlash of people. We don't want to deal with the getting in trouble or fighting or conflict. So we tend to give ourselves up so we don't have to deal with conflict. And that's just not working anymore, guys. So you just can't do it because it will blow up in your face and the resentment will just be 10 times bigger than it's ever been. So figure out where your boundaries are, set them in a loving, kind way. Connection. Is the next theme. This is really about connecting with your higher purpose and letting that guide you. You know, I like using the term North Star or ultimate goal, but goal tends to get people in an action-oriented space, which is more control-based or fear-based. And sometimes it can be really fun when it's inspired, but sometimes we go to action because we're not really in alignment yet. And so what's really important is to find that connection with your inner being, with your source. You know, guys, I really believe this. They talk about it in Conversations with God and Abraham. The reason I do what I'm doing and the reason I'm called Intuition by Nadia is because I really believe that we all are psychic. We all are intuitive. We all have God within us. We all have source within us. And we all have the capability to move mountains when we want to. And that's what I really want to teach you. And this is about connecting with your truth, connecting with your heart, connecting with who you really are and being willing to be that out in the world. So this is goes along with everything we always said, speaking your truth, being kind, staying open, listening to your guidance, and really being willing to make that your number one priority. Because when we're connected to ourselves, we are better people out in the world and things go better for you. It's just the way it is, guys. So we will continue to sort of, you know, move forward rapidly in December. I feel like December is going to fly by, you guys. We're just going to be like zipping right through it. This is a month to invest in your daily practice. So please exercise, eat well, meditate, drink water, you know, do your writing. You guys got to take care of yourselves because if you don't do these basic things, you cannot expect your body or your soul to, you know, to take care of you. You got to take care of you. And then they will move 10 miles, you know, in the same direction as you are, you know, so you got to guide the wheel, you know, and a lot of people, we let this stuff slide, guys, and we just can't anymore, especially when it comes to the human body. More and more, the health stuff, and I think this is a big thing that the pandemic brought up, is the health issue and how we need to learn to care for ourselves and our bodies and appreciate our bodies, okay? So use this month to clarify your intentions for 2022, not only what you want, but how do you want to feel in the coming year? Because guys, as we know, everything we want is because we think we'll feel better when we have it. Okay, so great. Let me get to the questions. So I have a bunch of questions here, and I think that I try to move through it as quickly as I can to make sure I get to all of them. So the first one, we have this from Melinda. Melinda, you were so cute. You sent it like right after my last show, which was so cute. So I produce and perform in an improv comedy show. I love making people laugh and making people feel good, especially these days. The last couple of times I performed, especially our last live show, I was off my game. I sucked. I felt humiliated. Eeks. I have lots of anxiety about the next show, which is a week from today, which means it was already passed. I literally do not want to be in the show. I feel like that soldier that is frozen on the battlefield and can't move. I would love your input on this matter. My next improv show is before my radio show, so I believe it's exchanging energy. Do you feel a quick reading of your email? Unfortunately, I did not get to read this before then. I don't read them before now, Melinda. I just copy and paste them, so I apologize that I didn't get to this sooner. So that said, what I felt was going on with you, Mama, is you're getting in your head. It feels to me like you have such strong instinct and you've moved away from it somehow. You've moved into self-doubt. So I would do the work of, how do I want to feel on stage? Why am I doing this in the first place? And I love what you said. I love making people laugh. I love making people feel good. And you absolutely are born to do it. And I think that it almost feels like there was someone there or an energy there that threw you off and you did not know how to find your bearings again. Like you got thrown off your bearings and you weren't able to get back on. And I always say these are the greatest gifts, because I just heard a story from a friend the other day telling me how this extremely famous relative of theirs was kept bombing in their comedy, and they knew deep down that it wasn't the comedy, that they weren't attracting the right audience. And then finally, one day it all lined up and he became a great superstar. And that said, you need to open up to your audience and open up to your highest greatness and go, what's my resistance here? And I feel like the resistance is you're overthinking and you're moving out of trust of yourself. Instead of going, I let go and I let my inner being guide me, I'm giving over to my higher self. Because when you let go and you move into, I want it to be fun, the most important thing is that I have fun. I really do feel like the energy will shift for you. And really opening to your highest expression of joy. Because there's something about you that does bring joy. I feel like you're definitely an uplifter. And I think that bringing that intention, Melinda, to uplift in what you're doing will get you out of your head and sort of move you, get the focus off of you. Okay. So I hope that is helpful. All right. Next here I have Andrew. Since talking with you last September about a job in Montreal and moving there, a delay in my moving and this other job came through where I was working from home, more hours and benefits. The only challenge in this is that I cannot take it with me to Montreal. My strong sense is when the timing is right to still move to Montreal, despite the new job and the structure will provide me. After all, the new job will help me bring balance and further funding for my move. What are your thoughts? So this is what I think, Andrew. Absolutely trust the timing. What I said this in September, like, it's hard with psychic predictions right now because energy is changing extremely quickly, guys. It's going boom, 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 boom. So it feels to me like every path is leading you where you want to go, and that this is your path of least resistance right now, is finding some grounding and security and open to the path of where your highest success is going to be, instead of making it about Montreal. Because they're showing me here that there are many options of how to get what you want, and there's no wrong road there. So if you can trust that you are on the path and that this new job that feels good, that's giving you what you need right now, is on your path. There's nothing going wrong here, I think is the best way I can say it. Let me just see if there's anything else around you moving. Let's see. Yeah, they're saying to me right now that the most important thing for you is security and stability. And that's the foundation you need to be building right now before you can make any more changes. So that's what you're doing right now. And that's really good. You want to build that foundation of security, of financial, feeling like you don't need to worry about money, because you don't want to move into all those new expenses with that energy active. Okay. So this is definitely a step in the right direction. So don't worry. You're exactly where you need to be. Okay. Next I have Kim. This could be for the show, which it will be. And guys, so you know, I try not to read the email. I like reading them like on the spot. So I'm sorry if you asked me to return in an email, because I got all these emails and I just copy and pasted them on a piece of paper so I could do them for the show. So Tuesday, I was let go from my job. My supervisor was on the phone and I was in her office. My boss works remotely. That's why she was on the phone. She stated that they're not sure what's going on with the trade shows in 2022, and they implemented a new software where I won't have to really do this reporting monthly anymore. She stated that she doesn't have enough to keep me busy. I'm going back to when I worked at the Baron Lighting Group because I was let go for not having enough work for me to do. So this is familiar. So you're already going, hey, I've seen this energy before. Okay, where I don't feel like I'm needed. It stinks that it's right before the holidays. I keep going back in my head, did I create this because I was done with them? I have a lot of different emotions right now and I'm staying centered in this challenge right now. Yeah, losing your job sucks. I'm not gonna lie to you. It just, it gives you that feeling of I did something wrong when you didn't. And I think that that's something I would look at, Kim. I would sit with, A, you already identified that this is familiar to you. So the feelings that I feel like are coming up are, I'm not needed, I'm not wanted, there's not enough for me, which you stated, because there's not enough quote unquote work for me. And to answer your question, I do think you didn't like it there. You know, you can't, no one can impose anything on you. And unfortunately, you did create getting fired, but it's is for your highest good, because you need to get clarity of, I want to be at a job where I'm appreciated, where I love what I'm doing. And I just don't feel like you were there at this job. So I understand how it can be scary. And the fear, what does it make me know I want? I want stability. I want something that has plenty of hours where I get benefits, or whatever it is that you want. Getting that clarity on, how does this make me feel? Where is it familiar? And then going, what does this make me know I want? That's how I should say, dissect and work through every single thing that I do. Is I start with where I'm at. I start with what it's bringing up. And then I go to, where is this familiar? Because then I see that, oh, this is a pattern that I've created over and over. And it's bringing up a feeling that is familiar. So if the feeling's familiar, I know that I'm being guided to something else. I'm being guided to a new job, to a new opportunity. So get clear on, what is it you want to move towards now? What is it you want to open up to? I want there to be money coming in. I want to do a job I love. I want to work with people I love. I would really get that list going. I want to make more than enough money working less hours. I want there to be plenty of work for me to do that I enjoy doing, that I'm great at. I think this is so much about your confidence. And I do feel like they're showing me three job opportunities coming in already. So don't worry about another job. There's going to be another. But I would sort of clean up this energy so that you're not dealing with this again. And the way you do it is, like I just said, what did this situation give me clarity about? What did it make me know I want? After you've really sat with, what's the feeling that it's bringing up? The feeling that it's bringing up, guys, is your soul's communication to you saying, hey, you've been asking for being honored and appreciated and desired and needed, and you're thinking thoughts in opposition to that. I think you felt this coming. They're giving me a sense that you knew this was coming, but you ignored the red flags. I say that with love, because you felt it already. You had anxiety already. Kim, you tell me if I'm wrong. It's, you know, it's so hard because I don't have you guys sort of commenting back to me. So I'm doing my best to sort of channel what you would say. So I hope that's helpful. I do feel like you're going to be fine. And they're just saying to me, you're going to be okay. Don't worry. It's all working out. Like, they're giving me this very calm, peaceful feeling of like, don't worry, you're not going to be on the street. Like, there's that sense of trying to calm the survival fear as best you can. And the rejection and the feeling that you're not wanted. All of that is really old, sweetheart. I want you to just turn it around by getting really clear on what you're asking the universe to bring you next. Okay, guys, I always use this example and I love it. You have a concierge in the sky. You just got to believe it. And that's the hard part, is building that muscle of believing it before you see it. And then you're a master creator. Once you know that all you have to do is desire it and believe it, it's done. And once you know that, life is fun, y'all. Life is fun. Okay. Next, I have Maria. Hi, Nadia. I somehow miss being called. So again, you were one of the earlier ones that you sent it after the last show. If I can next time, actually, so much I don't, not even sure what to pick. I'm having to move and I was thinking out of state, but feeling mixed on that after someone said, yes, I could go out of state. I feel something still here in California to deal or go south. Okay. So I always say when it comes to moving, she has several questions here, so I'm going to do each one. So when it comes to moving, Marina, if it's not a hell yes, it's a no. So you got to go, show me where I'm supposed to be, universe. Those are the times when you go, hey, universe, I need to be shown. I need clarity here. Bring me clarity. Okay. I would not go anywhere right now because it just doesn't feel like you're clear. And when you're being pulled somewhere, when something is like, I can't not go, that's when you move. Okay. So now there's a fibroid, lower digestive, ongoing issues, which strongest need is coming through. So fibroids are, you know, held on resentment, held on anger that build up. And then you have the lower digestive, which is again, emotions that are stuck. So this is about expression and it's around female energy. So it's going to be around not receiving what you want. Okay. So there's resentment, anger, and disbelief that you're going to receive what you want and your body is giving you the manifestation. You believe like, what's the point of me saying what I want? Cause I'm not going to get it. That's the belief I'm getting that is around both the fibroids and the digestive issues. Whenever you have stomach stuff, guys, it's always around emotion being locked in the belly. That's just how it always manifests. I used to have a very clear manifestation when I would get nauseous and I knew there was something I needed to express. And as soon as I expressed this, the nausea would go away. And they're getting me that sense with you is that you really need to move, go, I want to believe that I can get what I want. Like that's the work for you around those issues. Okay. Also, do you read about what happened to people? My mother's mother died along with supposedly an infant in childbirth. And this is unclear what happened. You know, this is like, I think I wrote this to you in the email, Maria. I can do this stuff, but what they're giving me is like, what's the point? What is the reason that you need this? None of this is really important. I think it's so important for you to focus on where you're going and what you want to do as opposed to focusing on what happened or what could have happened or justifying trauma. Because I feel like a lot of times we go to the past to try to justify why shit ain't working out for us in the present. And it just doesn't work that way. You got to keep going. Where do I want to go? What do I want to do? What do I need to believe to get me there? I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get out of this pattern or whatever it is. And that's what I feel like is really important to you, for you. An update on my relationship with siblings at a standstill, no communication, barely at all, even less than usual, passive aggressive control daily on moving household items with one of my sisters for months, still working on how to release tension. I haven't found a true solution. So, you know, Maria, this has been an ongoing thing with you, with your siblings, and you know, they tend to bully you, but you also tend to get into a victim energy. And so this is a back and forth. So I think you should appreciate that you're seeing less of them because I think that's a good thing. And what's hard to do when you're in these tense situations, what's hard to remember is that you're siblings and that you chose to come in together and that there is love underneath all this. And it's hard when there's conflict or there's resentment, but you need to move through it and go, what do we all want? Because there's something deep down where you actually are all going through something very similar, but dealing with it in different ways. So how do I want my relationship with my family to be? How do I want to be treated? How would I like this to go? I would like more authenticity and, hey, you know, saying to your sister, like, hey, you don't need to be passive aggressive. You can just tell me what you want. Like really bringing what you want to the relationship. This is what people don't do. We're like, I want people to be nice to me or do this, but then you're not doing it to them. So it's, you can only bring what you want to the relationship. You cannot control other people. So if you want love, if you want compassion, if you want kindness, you have to bring it and you have to be that influence. And I call it being Jesus because it is not easy. And most people are not doing the work and most people are not looking at themselves, but you can be an influence and a powerful influence of change if you bring that to the table. And that's your job and it's no one else's job. And we can't blame others for the way we feel. Because remember, when you change, the way you're treated by the world will change, Maria. So you need to change you, and the way you get treated, I promise you, will change. And I hope that's helpful. It's a little tough love, but I had to throw that at you, Mama, because this has been going on for a while, right? Next, I have Mary. Hi, Nadia. I've listened on a number of shows, but I have not had the opportunity to get a reading yet. I love the work you do. Aw, thanks. December 4th is my birthday. Happy birthday. And thank you for saying happy birthday to my husband. Love my Sagittariuses. I would love a general reading, a fun birthday present. Okay, so Mary, let's get a general reading for Mary for your birthday. So let's see. Usually when I do a birthday reading, they kind of give me... So they are showing me that you're a little out of balance now, like out of sorts, that you're not, you're definitely one of those people that needs to find more time for you, more time for self-care. It feels like you're not good at time management, and that's something that's going to come up. Your challenge is you're it's like you're waiting for something, whether it's people or a community or a group to come through. This is when I really wish I had you on the phone. Almost like a I want to say a business deal or something. And they're telling me for you that the going into appreciation and gratitude before it happens is really going to help you, because they're showing me that you're holding on to an anxiety that is keeping things from flowing into you, to your life in a really smooth, easy way. Okay. So hold on, Mary. And interestingly enough, just like with Maria, it's like, I don't fully believe I'm going to get everything I really want. Like, it's not going to be exactly how I want it. And, you know, that's really hard, because it's never exactly what you wanted, but it's exactly what you didn't know you wanted, if that makes sense. Like, we always think we have an idea of what we want, and then we get it and we're like, oh no, that's what I really wanted, you know? That's the feeling they're giving me. So they are showing me that this is definitely the next coming year is about you standing in your power and your truth and using your voice in a new way. And I don't know what this means for you, but it's like a strategy of moving forward and kind of not backing down. There's a sense of going for something and not taking no for an answer. And I hope that makes sense to you. And then they're showing me that energy is what makes it happen. Okay. So I'm not sure what this is, and I would love it if you would email me and let me know if this is a project. It feels career to me. It feels like work related to me, or, you know, with other people, and they're bringing me like other people involved with this. So you let me know what that is. Let me see. Anything else for Mary on her birthday? Yeah, your key to your everything you want is really trusting your spirit, because your spirit is constantly talking to you, and you have a little bit of that anxiety and worry, and a little bit of that negative looking at what is too much that is blocking that your ability to hear. And so they're just saying, open that up, because we're talking to you. We are talking to you all the time. And I hope that's helpful, Mary. All right, next here I have, who is this? The name got cut off. Killing me, Larry. Where's the name? I don't know where the name is. So I'm going to have to read it, and I have no idea who it's from. Okay. Happy holidays. I hope you and your family are doing well and enjoying the holidays. Of course, I listened to your show, and I heard your upcoming show will be recorded. If you have time, my birthday is December 26th, and I guess I wanted to ask about my new year and what's coming up for me and something I need to change and to create what I want. Okay. I love the name got disappeared somewhere in my thing. It's just so bizarre. Anyways, here we go. I'm just going to respond. Okay, so you Capricorn. So I think that what I'm feeling from you so much is the energy of needing to control things in order to feel safe. And I want you to really let that go, because that is what's really blocking. You're one of those people like the grounded and flexible. You need to be grounded yet flexible, because they're showing me that you have an idea of what you want that's blocking what you really, really want to create. And you really, you've done a lot of work on releasing anxiety. You've done sort of the base work, but they're showing me that there's a little bit of righteous anger. And what that means is like, I'm right, so I'm holding on to anger, you know? And it's really easy to do that in these times. Like, oh, well, I'm right about it, so I can stay angry about it. But there's something you're staying angry about. There's something you're holding on to a little bit of a hostility about that's not serving you. And it's because it's about being right. So you're one of those people, I think, that needs to release the need to be right and decide that being happy is the most important thing, because there's this sense of you constantly getting knocked out of your power because you feel like you need to control the conditions in order to feel better, instead of you're unbelievably intuitive, you're unbelievably charming. I get this very charming energy from you, but you're not happy, you're not free. And I want you to be sort of more free in your daily life, more playful. You know, they always say Capricorns age backwards. So as you get older, you should be more free and more sort of going with the flow instead of fighting or trying to control. Okay. They're showing me that you've just recently like gone through something challenging, and maybe it's in this past year, but that it's in the past. So they're showing me this thing is in the past, so you don't need to sort of carry this worry about it anymore. And you're moving into a place of really coming into this power. You're very good with people. There's a sense of like you really do well with other people, and you really need to be uplifting and having fun and engaging with other people without judging or needing to control. They keep bringing this sort of judging, needing to control energy. You know, I find this with Capricorns. I have a Capricorn moon, and so I have a lot of this in my energy as well, where you just, they keep showing me this worry in your mind. It's like a bugaboo. It's like da 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 da, and it's tapping away, and I just want that to be released. I want that to be soothed. So if you can find ways to do that, I think it would really open up massive, more fun for you in this coming year. I hope that was helpful. Okay, next I have Kathy. I would like a general with a focus on money. I've applied for debt consolidation loan, and I want to know if this will help me get my money into a better balance. Once this is done, I'm thinking I want to then refi my mortgage at a lower rate. I'm way behind saving for retirement. I want to know how I can get the most money saved quickly. So, you know, money is going to be up for a lot of people. So let's see. Yeah. So unfortunately, and I say this again with love, Kathy, that you're in a sort of lack mentality with all these things. Well, how can I do this? Because I don't have enough money, because I don't have enough money, because I need to save money, because I don't have, you know, that's the sort of drum you're beating. So I want to create more abundance, and the debt consolidation, does that feel good? Does that feel like it's moving me towards abundance or away from abundance? It feels like it is moving you towards abundance. I just want you to go, this is all working out for me. It's just, I can see my debt going down. I want you to give it that energy and think about, does it feel better to refi because I'm anxious, or because, oh yeah, it just feels good to refi and I get a lower rate and I love that and that's fun. And instead of, you even said it, you're like, I'm way behind in saving for retirement. Instead of, I want to know that I'm always going to be taken care of. I want to know that I'm going to have enough. I want more and more money to be coming in, and really put the energy towards what you want, because the lack is super active, sweetie. This lack is super active. I want to love my life. I want to love the flow of money that's going in and out. I want to love spending money. I want to love receiving money. They're really showing me to focus on the love of money, and how much love you can give and receive by having the money, is the way to sort of release the lack. And this is for everybody. You know, we all have sort of a tumultuous relationship with money based on whatever experiences we've had in our lives. And, you know, my grandfather gave me a really big gift when I was, he died when I was almost 11, I was 10. But when I was 5 years old, for those of you that don't know, my dad left when I was 3 and my mom was really young. And so I was basically, you know, with my grandparents a lot of my life. And my Italian grandfather looked at me when I was 5 and he said, you will always be taken care of. Because he was, you know, felt like I had so much abandonment. And I remember that statement. It was a very big day for me, because I've been able to manifest that because he gave me that belief. Now, not everybody gets that. Not everybody gets that. But that is the truth. You will always be taken care of. And that's what I want you to amplify, Kathy, is I will always be taken care of, and it's all working out. And that's what you want to be dominant. Okay. And that, I think, is going to help a lot of people this month as well. All right. Next, I have Allison. Thanks for your December energy update. I was going to call you on December 4th to ask a general reading for myself. December 4th is my, here we go. Oh my God, I have like 2 December 4th birthdays in the same, that is like crazy, right? Is that right? Yes, I have 2 people calling him on December 4th birthdays. That's insane. And I'd like insight and guidance going forward. If I were to ask a specific question, it would be, am I finally open to being in a relationship? I love it. Okay. So, you know, Sages love being in relationships. So why do you want to be in relationship? That's what I would ask. I don't feel like the why you want to be in a relationship is really dominant. I want to be in a relationship because I love the way I feel in relationships, because I'm great in relationships. I thrive in relationships. Relationships are so much fun. And there is a sense that you have a lack of trust of people in general that is very, that is still dominant, and which is why it hasn't come in yet. You have trouble letting people in a real way. And that's what you really want in a relationship. You want that dynamic to shift. You want that to be different this time, so to speak, right? It's funny because it shows me that you actually know your value now. So it's not so much about you not feeling lovable. It's more about you not trusting others or letting other people in. So it's like, hey, I'm really willing to let the right people in, the people that are trustworthy, the people that will honor me and treat me the way I want to be treated. I've had all these years of experience. I know exactly what I want. I can't wait to experience it. I know that I have a partner looking for me, because I'm showing you right now, there absolutely is a partner looking for you. There is this sense, they keep bringing the trust issue up for me when I'm talking to you about relationships. It just keeps coming up. Okay, so let me just get some discernment around that. I don't want you to settle, and I don't think you're willing to settle, but I feel like you could settle. There's a little bit of a danger of you settling. I don't want you to settle. And this is definitely a time where they're saying to me, focus on you and your path, and knowing that what's your ultimate goal is, I want to share joy. I want to be around people that uplift me. And I would look at it in a really general way, not just about like your partner, that's really going to help bring in a new way of relating and dealing with people. I just feel like people have really disappointed you. Relationships have really disappointed you. And I really want you to sort of go, it's given me such clarity about what I want. I absolutely feel a relationship for you. And it does feel to me like it's lighting up for me in 2022 for you. So like, it is Allison's, it is saying to me, like, you constantly are going, well, it's so easy for other people to meet people and not for me. You need to let go of all these stories, and the faster it will come. Okay. This is the stuff you need to sort of clean up in order for it to come in faster, but it is coming. It's absolutely coming. It's a guarantee. It's just, you can slow it down or speed it up based on what resistance you have. And you can feel when you say, I know the relationship is coming. How do I feel? Do you feel wobble? Do you feel like, F yeah, I do know it's coming? When you're like, yeah, it is, then you know you're good. When you're like, well, nah, and you have the wobble, you got stuff to clean up. That's how you know, guys. I know the money's coming. I know I'm being taken care of. If you have wobble there, you gotta feel. Your body will tell you. Your inner being will let you know very, very clearly what is going on with you. Okay, but you guys gotta listen. You gotta pay attention to the way you feel. That's your indicator, right? Sorry, I had to drink water there. Okay. So I hope that was helpful, Allison. So next we have Jareen. Okay, so you're asking a really specific question. I don't tend to love these questions, Jareen, but I'm going to answer it anyway. Okay, so when is our new employee driver for our transportation business coming into our lives as part of our tribe, April, May, June 2022? So I don't like giving a timeline. What you need to do, Jareen, is go, bring me the highest person at the perfect time. I need you to get general, because when you get too specific, it feels like it's not, because what they're showing me is there isn't a specific day yet. There's still some too much noticing that you don't have it, and less trusting that the right driver or employee is coming. Okay. You need to open to knowing it's coming, trusting it's coming, allowing in the perfect timing instead of, what is it here? He's not here. He's not here. He's not here. Because that is way too dominant. So right now I'm not getting a specific day, because you need to open up and shift this energy a little bit. Yeah. They're saying they're going to give you the guidance and push you where it needs to go. Okay. So there is somebody that needs this job. So bring me the person where it's a win-win. I love using the win-win analogy, because I just feel like that's what we all want, guys. We want the win-win, right? Like, I want to win. We want to bring somebody that loves to work with us, that's trustworthy, et cetera. I would just write lists about the person you want, be excited about it, tell the universe to give the green light of this person coming to you, male or female, honestly, doesn't matter. And trust that process, because I just don't feel like it's going to be before 2022. That's a for sure. But I just think you need to clean up a little bit of energy there. Let me see if I can get anything else around that. Hold on. Is right. Yeah, they're saying you don't have to go find this person. They will come to you. And this is the same with like money or relationships, guys. It's supposed to be easier, and it will come to you. And it's there's always action to take, but it's action that you want to take. Like, you'll be like, oh, I don't know why I want to put an ad here, or, you know, listen to those impulses. Absolutely. But they're showing me that you need to do the sort of prep work around this. And whenever it's something very tangible, like hiring someone or money or things like that, we tend to get less spiritual about it, instead of understanding that the universe has rules, guys. And when you follow them, stuff works out for you. And it's like gravity. Okay, we always talk about it. I'm going to say it again. You don't have to believe in it. You're still sticking to the ground. So you don't have to believe in it. But what you think about and what you feel about something and what you believe, you are going to get. So our guy is coming. It's going to be perfect timing. It's all working out. I can't wait to meet the person the universe has picked out for us. I can't wait. This person's going to end up being a good friend. They're going to feel like family to us. We're going to love them. They're going to love us. It's going to be a win-win situation. That's the train we want to get going. That's the one we want to put the gas in. You know what I'm saying? Well, guys, I hope that was helpful. I limited it to 10 questions because when it's just me talking, you know, for this long. But I hope that was helpful, you guys. You know, 2022, I'm really excited. 22 is my lucky number, actually, and it's really a funny story. But I didn't know my dad for a lot of my life, and we reconnected when I was 30 when he got sober. And I didn't know this, but his birthday was 2/22, and I would see 22 everywhere. And my dad passed away in 2020. And so even now more, for some reason, you know, when I met my dad, I discovered so much about myself because he was a sensitive, beautiful, sweet person, you know, but he was an alcoholic that hated himself and was so sensitive and, you know, raised in the wrong generation in Germany, had a lot of stuff that he just couldn't move past in this life. But I understood him because I was a lot more like him than I realized. And I think that when I think about that energy of, for whatever reason, 22, I'm also an 11-2 as far as my numerology, for those of you that are into numerology. So 11-2 is either 11's the master number and 2 is about partnerships. So this year is so much about bringing in the right people, about bringing in the partners that were the win-win situations, of finding the collaborations that everybody wins at. So this is really that year. It's about relationships as well, guys. So this is a great year to activate bringing in your people, bringing in the relationships you want, bringing in the work partnerships you want, bringing in your tribe. This is a great year to really focus on that if that's something that's important to you. If not, it's also connection with source and connection with your psychic abilities, connection with your talent and your artistry, whatever it may be. So I hope that was helpful, guys. I will be back live. And I actually think that my show is going to end up being on New Year's Day, which is January 1st. And I'm super excited about that. I will be live at the next show. I might be doing one of these shows again during December. So I will keep you guys posted on that. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening. I hope this is helpful for you. I hope it helps you feel uplifted and create the life that you guys want, because you all have the power inside of you to get everything you want, to do magnificent things. We all came here with great intention, guys, and we are really moving to be God on earth and to help uplift people and remind them that they are God on earth. That's why we came here. So you are God on earth. Go have an amazing December, and I will see you in 2022. Thanks so much, guys.